With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The brutal stabbing death of a young Ukrainian refugee in a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina, has left many Americans asking themselves why God lets bad things happen to good people. We put that question to Pastor Rob Pacienza, CEO of Coral Ridge Ministries in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I think we rightfully weep with those who weep and we mourn with those who mourn. Even Jesus himself, who was the perfect Son of God, even he wept in the face of death. And so we comfort people with truth, the truth of the gospel, but we comfort people also with our tears, letting them know that our hearts are broken at the reality of such grievous sin and heinous acts like we saw in North Carolina.
The accused murderer in Charlotte has prompted nationwide outrage given his 14 previous arrests. Israel's military struck Hamas's leadership in Doha, Qatar today. Here's correspondent Joseph Fetterman.
Many of Hamas's leaders have been based in Qatar throughout the war. The attack already is having repercussions across the region. Qatar has served as a key mediator between Israel and Hamas throughout a nearly two-year war. It has angrily condemned the attack on its soil, and it's not known whether Qatar will continue in its mediation role. Israel, for the time being, is giving few additional details about the strike, but officials have confirmed that the U.S. knew about the attack ahead of time.
15 people in Michigan accused of acting falsely as electors for President Trump in the 2020 election will not be going on trial. District Court Judge Kristen Simmons explains why.
This is not an election interference case, and there's many things that could cause a pause in the electoral process, and it doesn't mean that it's criminal.
The 15 have been accused of falsely claiming Trump won the election in Michigan when Joe Biden carried the state in 2020. This is SRN News. There's a religious freedom battle going on in Massachusetts.
A Christian couple has filed suit against the state because they are being barred from serving as foster parents. In Massachusetts, all prospective foster moms and dads must now let the children in their care live as the opposite sex if they wish to. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the couple and says, quote, Massachusetts is putting its ideological agenda ahead of the needs of suffering kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As America becomes less religious, a growing number of people are turning to pagan practices to find assurance. Roughly 25% of adults say they believe in astrology. That's according to a recent Gallup survey. A May 2025 Pew Research poll found that close to one-third of Americans say they've consulted horoscopes or similar tools. Researchers also reveal that women, younger adults, and LGBT people especially likely to look to the stars for guidance. This is SRN News. A new law requiring Texas schools to obtain parental consent before administering health care services to students has triggered some confusion.
School nurses worry they could face punishment for simple routine things like offering a student a Band-Aid. The law requires schools to get written approval from parents before offering even routine health assistance, and it requires districts to take disciplinary action against any employee who provides services without consent. But help may be on the way. Texas Education Agency revising its wording to ensure that schools receive clear direction. Jason Walker reporting.
8 people were injured when a school bus carrying softball team members crashed in Oklahoma last night. All of the students are in stable condition, though one adult who was ejected from the bus remained in critical condition this morning. More details at srnnews.com.